purse must worship him in spirit and in truth. I wanna be a true worshiper, true worshiper that worships God in spirit and in truth. I wanna be a true worshiper, true worshiper that worships God in spirit and in truth. Hello and Wagwan family. I am Lisa May. Welcome to Becoming a True Worshipper, where we seek to learn how every day and in every situation we can become who God wants us to be, true worshipers. Thank you so much for tuning in. I hope you are being blessed by the episodes and that the information is helping you on your journey to becoming a true worshiper. You can subscribe and listen to the Becoming a True Worshiper podcast on Spotify, Apple, Google, and Amazon. And you can also find all the episodes on my new YouTube channel called Lisa May. If you haven't subscribed as yet, I invite you to hit that button, the subscribe button, and turn on your notification bell so you can know when a new episode is posted. Thank you so much for your support. Thank you. So today I want to celebrate and big up Jesus for allowing me to reach 21 episodes. Now, you might be saying you only have done 21 episodes. What's the big deal? Well, it's a big deal. A friend of mine who has been my greatest supporter on this journey sent me this survey, which says that 90% of podcasts don't get past episode 3. That's 1.8 million who quit. Of the 200,000 left, 90% will quit after 20 episodes. That's another 180,000 gone. To be in the top 1% of podcasts in the world, you only need to publish 21 episodes. So today I'm officially in the top 1% of all podcasters in the world. Hallelujah. To God be the glory. Because if it was left up to me, there would be no podcast. Maybe I would have probably done 3 episodes just to please God, but I wouldn't be at 21 episodes. So to God be the glory. You know, there were so many times I wanted to give up. Every single episode was a struggle to put together, and sometimes the episodes were late, sometimes I didn't do an episode. So to get to 21 is a big deal for me, and as I said before, to God be the glory, because I know it's not by power, it's not by might, it's 100% by His Spirit, 100% by His Spirit. So thank you God, thank you. To you be all the glory. Thank you, Jesus. You know, I can tell you that doing this podcast has not only been stressing me, but it has been stretching me. It seems like stretching always causes stressing, and you stress when you are stretched. Because to stretch is to extend or lengthen something beyond the normal length without breaking it. Or it means to make something wider or longer by pulling it. So every episode has been stretching and pulling me out of my comfort zone into, and I'm praying, the continuous will of God. I have been stretched and pulled out of my comfort zone. But then, isn't that what God does? He stretches us and stretches us by asking us to do things that we believe we are not qualified or equipped to do. So he could ask you to start a new job. He gives you a new assignment. He changes your career path. And when we surrender to his will for our lives, he takes our weaknesses, our insecurities, all our baggages from our past, and turn our failures into testimonies of triumph. Hallelujah. There is a God in heaven. There is a God in heaven. He is not turned off by our brokenness. In fact, in Psalms 51, verse 17, the psalmist writes that the sacrifice you desire is a broken spirit. You will not reject a broken and a repentant heart, O God. The Message version says that going through the motions doesn't please you. A flawless performance is nothing to you. I learned God. Worship when my pride was shattered. Heart-shattered lives ready for love don't for a moment escape God's notice. God is not turned off by our brokenness. In fact, he is attracted to it. God wants all of us. All of us. And becoming a true worshiper is continually growing and giving God all of us. It's continually deepening our relationship with God, because who you worship will determine how you worship. Who you worship will determine how you worship. I can honestly tell you that I am learning every day to surrender to God and to die to self. Has it been easy? No, but I am learning. And that's why it's a journey to becoming who God wants you to be. You know, sometimes our biases and prejudices get in the way of our worship. Can I say that again? Sometimes our biases and our prejudices get in the way of our worship. And so we believe that the offering that we give to God is acceptable. I am learning to not allow religion or even culture to limit or define what is true worship. Because only God can truly define the worship that is pleasing to him. Only God can truly qualify our worship. Only God can truly qualify our worship. Romans 12 verse 1 and 2, the Message version, it says, place your life before God. It says, so here's what I want you to do. God helping you. Take your life, take your everyday, ordinary life. Your sleeping, eating, going to work, and walking around life, and place it before God as an offering. I love this version. take your everyday ordinary life, your sleeping, your eating, your going to work and walking around life, and place it before God as an offering. Embracing what God does for you is the best thing you can do for Him. Don't become so well adjusted to your culture that you fit into it without even thinking. Instead, fix your attention on God. You will be changed from the inside out. You will be changed from the inside out. Readily recognize what He wants from you and quickly respond to it. Unlike the culture around you, always dragging you down to its level of immaturity, God brings the best out of you, develops well-formed maturity in you. That's the message version of Romans 12 verses 1 and 2. Wow! God brings the best out of you. God brings the best out of you when we give Him our ordinary life, our everyday life, as an offering. All of our lives, our brokenness, our strengths, our weakness. God will use all of that. God will take all of that and bring out the best in you. God can change us from the inside out. We just need to trust Him. We just need to trust God. Even when we don't understand the process, even when we don't understand the instructions, we just need to trust Him, because He's a God of miracles. He is a God of miracles. Here's Hector Gabriel with his song, God of Miracles.
I know it's been a struggle. I know you've had some pain. I know you feel tired, held down by all the weight. Yeah, I know you're feeling lonely. Your smile ain't the same. I saw you where to go from here. Feel like you've lost your way. Yeah. Don't give up, no, don't give in. Never lose hope, don't let go. Inside you, child, you're putting up a fight. Oh, you're stronger than you think you are. Yeah, you're gonna be alright. You're accepted, loved, and valued. Beautiful, you're shining bright. Yeah, you're living, breathing, moving. You can hold your head up high. Don't give up, no, don't give in. Never lose hope, don't let go of the promise. It ain't done yet, He's got a plan. Want some rain down, the God of miracles. Don't give up, no, don't give in. Never lose hope, don't let go of the promise. It ain't done, life is worth living. Want some rain down. Thank you.
Wow. Thank you so much, Hector Gabriel, for reminding us, don't give up. Don't give in. Never lose hope. Don't let go of the promises. It's not done. God has got a plan. Watch it rain down. He's the God of miracles. He is the God of miracles. You know, I believe there is someone listening right now that God is asking you to make a life-changing step of faith. And you are afraid because you can't see how things will come together. You don't know how things are going to work out. But can I encourage you? Don't worry. Don't worry. Don't fear. God knows. So that's enough. God knows tomorrow, and that's enough. He is a God of miracles. He is a God of miracles. God wants us to surrender our lives, our thinking, our decisions, all our aspirations to Him so that He can use us in whatever way He chooses. He will use us in whatever way He chooses if we surrender, if we surrender to Him. You know, just because you are a child of God, whether a pastor, musician, a singer, whoever you are, but you are a child of God, but that doesn't mean that you have completely surrendered your life to Him. Remember, you can be in the church, but not in the kingdom of God. Can I say that again? You can be in the church, but not in the kingdom of God. You are not in the will of God. We should continue to seek to know the will of God for our lives and follow it daily. That is what becoming a true worshiper is. It's choosing to surrender our lives every day and in every way to God and then do what He wants us to do. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So I am just giving God thanks and praise because I chose to surrender my life and even this chapter of my life to Him, because it's everyday surrender in our lives. And I want to thank Him that as I surrender to Him, He always causes me to triumph. God will always cause you to triumph as you surrender to the will of God for your life. I know you may not understand or see how you will cross the Red Seas or how you will survive the deserts in your life. But God calls us to walk by faith. God calls us to walk by faith and not by sight. You know, even if your faith is as small as a mustard seed, you can say to the mountains in your life, you can say to the Red Seas in your life, you can speak to them, you can speak to the situation. You just need to have a little faith. Nothing is impossible. Nothing is impossible for God. So don't worry about tomorrow. That's God's business. Tomorrow belongs to God anyway. We just need to give Him today. Give God today. And let Him take care of your tomorrows. Give Him your weaknesses, all your fears. Give Him all of you. And He will give you an abundant life. He will give you an abundant life. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Let us pray. Heavenly Father, I thank you for who you are, a faithful and loving God, a faithful and loving Father who wants only the best for us. Help us every day and in every situation to choose your will for our lives. Help us to let go and trust you completely so we can enjoy, so we can have an abundant life. We give you our ordinary, everyday lives, Lord. So let your will be done in us and through us. Let your kingdom come here on earth as it is in heaven. We give you all the glory. We give you all the praise. As we surrender to you completely, in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen and amen. So this is where we close this episode. Remember to always celebrate what Jesus is doing in your life, no matter how small, no matter how big, because he is always working things out for your good. Amen. Be encouraged by this song from Joy Spring called For the Good. Until next time, be blessed.
In all things, in all things, in all things, you're working it out, working it out. Purpose for the good. of those you